Hi, I'm Bill Corkery, and I'd like to introduce you to the newest member of our team, Phil Goodman. Phil's been buying radio time nationwide and in Canada since 1974 on behalf of his clients at Western Media. In 1987, he started researching the boomer generation, working with Fox TV and USA Today. Since then, he's worked with numerous radio stations on how to separate different generations using commercials that appeal to their specific mindsets. I've been working with Phil for over 20 years and helping him create production that matches each generation's mindset separately. This is done by using sociology instead of just pure demographics. He's proven this with case histories and research to be 70% more effective in getting results for his clients and giving radio a new dimension that works. Phil, let's start by asking you some questions on generational radio and why it's so effective. Why does generational radio get more results for clients than traditional radio commercials?
That's because the commercials that people are listening to of a different generation are appealing to their mindset. So if you take a generation that has a certain mindset different from another one, it works much better than regular radio commercials.
That makes sense. Can an advertiser reach more than one generation on the same radio station that appeals to two or three of those generations?
No question. There's no problem in doing that. You can have two or three different commercials but offering the same way, but you're presenting it different to get to the mindset of that generation.
And how about the creative production? How do you create a commercial for each generation?
Well, it's very important to understand and know the generations and their mindset, like the baby boomers, Gen X, Gen Y. Uh-huh. It really has to be a production where you study up on them and understand what appeals to them. And so they'll hear what they want to hear differently than another generation.
So pushing the right buttons.
That's the bottom line.
All right. Will generational radio spots alienate other generations running on the same station with the client's schedule?
No, absolutely not, because one generation will tune out another generation's message based upon their understanding and how they perceive it, because they're all in different stages of their life based upon that generational mindset.
It'll just blow right by them.
Definitely.
All right. How do you separate the same offer from an advertiser to match each generational mindset?
Well, it's important, like I said, that you know what a generation is really like. So if you take an appeal to their generational mindset based upon what they perceive that commercial to say, you're going to be able to take that and have better results.
So basically the mindset that was formed, you're pushing the right buttons.
There's no question about that.
All right. If a radio station has good ratings for, say, adults 18 to 49, how do you know what percentage of that represents what generation?
Well, let's say from 18 to 49, You take the years of Gen Y and Gen X that'll fit into those age groups, and you percentage them. So if it's half of Gen Y and half of Gen X, then those commercials will be 50% Gen X, Gen Y, 50%. But if it's like 70% Gen X and 30% Gen Y, then you would percentage it on that basis. And that's how you separate them on a radio station.
Sort of parallel to the number of people that are listening from that generation.
No question.
All right. So you say sociology is the most effective way to reach a generation. Why?
Well, that's because sociology points out the youth culture of a generation. It is known through sociology that the biggest change in a person's life between the ages of 13 and 17 years of age happens, and they retain that mindset 90% of the time, no matter what age they are, till they're off this earth. So with sociology, you have a better understanding of the perception of a generation that way.
So again, the mindset was established way back when.
And it stays that way 90% of the time till you're off this earth.
And the sociology helps you to find the right triggers for that particular generation.
No question.
And can generational radio spots be used on other media effectively?
Yes, it can be used on social media, your own website, television production, even telephone messages, because you're going to have different generations that are going to hear this along with visual, and at the same time, they're going to have the same mindset, and they're going to perceive it just differently than other generations.
So generational media works across the board?
No question.
Excellent. You can contact Phil for a free consultation at 760-476-3727 or email him at phil@generationalmindsets.com. Thanks for listening.